Hey girls, how's it going? Sweet. Michaela, you're amazing. So amazing. Seriously, this is our future. Are you excited about our future? It's amazing. Well, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Ashley Martin, and I am married to the very fine Zachary Martin. He's the Connect Pastor here at the Bridge, and I have the pleasure of sharing the Word of God with you tonight, and I'm excited. Are you excited? Hey, this is our last Bridge Women gathering of 2017. That's kind of crazy, huh? The next time we all see each other is going to be 2018. Is that freaking any of you out? A little bit? Okay. We had kind of a busy morning in my house today. My baby girl turned 4 today, Livy Lynn. Livy, she says, Olivia Lynn Martin. Every time we're at the grocery store, she introduces herself to the cashier and she says, I'm Olivia Lynn Martin. This is my brother, Waylon Malachi Martin. This is my mom. I shouldn't say mom, that's weird. She says, my mommy, Ashley Renee Martin, and my daddy is Zachary Lynn Martin. And she like goes down the line. She's 4 today, and I can't really believe that she's 4. When we first moved here and started, came on staff here at the Bridge, I was 7 months pregnant with her, obviously. And now she's 4. She's amazing, and she's real spicy, and I love her. And this morning I had laid out the kitchen. I put up the birthday sign, and I had her birthday present, and I had the balloons and the streamers and everything like that, so that when she came in this morning, she would be like, oh, it's your birthday. And she walks in, and she looks around, and she's like, where's the birthday cake? And I'm like, well, I mean, seeing as how it's 6:15 in the morning, I didn't really think that we would need birthday cake, but apparently I failed as a mother this morning. She's fun. She got birthday cinnamon rolls and plenty of other birthday treats, so she's the best. Love her. Hey, we have been talking about, this whole season has been geared around She Unites and talking about just being women who unite and who bridge the gap and bring unity amongst ourselves and in our community. And I've been loving this season. I just feel like there is such a breath of fresh air that God has just breathed a freshness upon this season. And I'm really excited because it's not over. We've only just begun, and we are taking our Christmas break. But we start back in January, and we have the whole rest of the season ahead of us, and I just am really believing that it's going to be a powerful season. It's going to be a significant season where God really roots and establishes some things in our hearts and here at Bridge Women for our future. And so tonight I want to continue talking along the theme of uniting, and I want to talk to you tonight about uniting with your Creator. And so we're going to read we're going to be in John 15, and many of you may be familiar with this passage of scripture and just talking about the vine and the branches. And so let's read. If you have your Bibles, pull out your Bibles, take your notes. If you don't have your Bible, check out the screens because the verses will be up there. John 15, starting in verse 4, says, live in me, make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. This is Jesus talking. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is deadwood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Father shows who he is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. Will you bow your heads and pray with me tonight? Father God, I thank you for this night, Lord. God, I thank you that your presence is already here. I thank you that your spirit is going before us, Father. And right now, God, I just pray that hearts would be open to you, that minds would be open to you, God, to receive from you, Father. And I pray that your word would go forth tonight, God. I pray that, Lord, that you would help me, God, to get out of the way. God, I don't want to be in your way, Father. I pray that your word would be spoken tonight, God, and that it would go directly to where it needs to go in our hearts. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. You know, I think that it's pretty safe to say that as women, we want to live lives that matter, right? We want to live lives that are fruitful and lives that are flourishing. I don't think that anyone in here would sit back and say, nah, I don't really care about life. Like, I'm good. I'll live like a mediocre life. Like, I don't think anyone really is like, yeah, that's my passion in life. That's my desire, to live a mediocre life, right? We want to live fruitful lives, and we want to live lives that are flourishing, lives that are abundant, right? Good. We want our relationships to flourish. We want our marriages to flourish. We want our homes to flourish. We want, maybe you're in school right now, girls, and you want that part of your life to flourish and prepare yourself for your future. You want your finances to flourish, your health to flourish, right? We want all of these areas in our life to bear fruit and to be healthy. And you know, John 15 that we were just reading, it talks about Christ, about Jesus being our source. He's our source for everything in life. When we're separated from him, separated from our source, separated from our creator, the Bible says that we can't produce anything. So all these areas of our life that we're wanting to be fruitful, if we want them to be fruitful, then we have to remain connected to the vine, connected to our source of life. He is everything. So, you know, I can't become the woman that I want to become. I can't become the wife that I want to become, the leader, the friend, the mother, anything like that, if I'm not connected to my Father, the one who created me. You know, I think of, I told you a little bit about my little girl. I've got two kids. I've got Livy, who's 4, and Waylon, he just turned 1, and he's the most delicious little boy that you could ever possibly lay eyes on. I am forever in love. And the day that some girl comes along and tries to steal his heart is going to be a very sad day. No, I'll work through it. It's good. I love my kids. I love my babies. And, you know, I think back to when they were born and, you know, when they're newborns. And even now, they're so dependent on me and Zach for their lives to grow. They're dependent upon us to feed them, to change them, to clothe them, to care for them, to put them. Everything that they need comes from us. And you know, it's like that with our relationship with God. Everything that you and I need to flourish in life, everything that you and I need to become the women that God has called us to be, is found in our source, in Christ. So we must remain connected to him. We have to. You know, I want to just spend some time tonight talking about how we do that. How do we stay connected? There's a lot of different ways that we can be connected to God. You know, we all have different relationships with God, and we all work out those relationships in different ways, and there's different things that work for you that strengthen your relationship and different things that work for me. And you know, and I think that depending upon the season of life that we're in, there's different avenues of connection that work in different times. And so, you know, thinking that through, I was thinking, okay, God, I know what works for me. You all know what works for you. But what are some practical things, God, that we all could put into practice that would apply to all of us? So I've just got 3 things that I want to share with you tonight that I think apply to all of us, and no matter what season of life we find ourselves in. And these are just 3 ways for us to stay connected to the my fault. Sorry. The button. I got excited. All right. Anne's gonna tell me next. Is there a short? There's a short in. That wasn't me. I'm going to take a time out. Do I need a different mic?
Yes. If I can get up there, there's no way to get up there.
It has a short in it, so it works a little bit. So I'll talk to you until he gets up here. Give it up for Travis. Where would we be without Travis? Seriously. Thank you. Okay, back to it. Three ways for us to stay connected to the vine, staying connected to our source. The very first one that I want to talk to you about is humility. In Proverbs 22, verse 4, it says, "True humility and fear of the Lord lead to riches, honor, and long life." Humility recognizes our need for God, recognizes our need for our source. It recognizes that God is God, that he is the vine, and that apart from him, we are nothing and we have nothing. Humility keeps us continuously on our face before God, seeking him, seeking his ways. It allows God to prune us and prune those areas that need some work. Humility allows God to do the work that only he can do. You know, sometimes we try to do the work that only God can do, and we just fall flat on our face, right? Anybody ever tried to take God's place, do God's job? When we carry pride in our hearts, we carry an attitude that says, "I've got this, I'm good, God, I don't really need you, I'm cool, like, I'm good, God." And God's just sitting there like, "Well, okay, you've said you don't need me, so I guess I'm just over here standing." And you know, pride, it puts up a wall that keeps God from being able to be God in our lives. But humility opens up the door and says, "Come in. Come in, Father. I need you. I am nothing without you. Apart from you, I have nothing. So come in." And you know, there's a lot that God can do with an open heart. But there's not much that God can do with a heart that is filled with pride and a heart that is so hard and so closed up. Humility is living a life that is open and saying, "God, here I am. I've got nothing without you. I'm nothing without you. I will do nothing without you. You are my creator. You are my source, Father. Come in, prune away, do what only you can do." That is what humility does. You know, I was thinking of Play-Doh. That's weird. I'm a mom, so there's Play-Doh. So a lot of my stories are about kids. We bought Livy for her birthday this big, huge Play-Doh set, and I don't know why we did that. But if anyone, like moms here, you're like, Play-Doh, it's like the death of you. If you ever want to play a trick or prank on a mom, just get them a bunch of Play-Doh for their kids. It's kind of like getting them Legos. It's just like nightmare situation. You're like, "Oh, thanks for the Play-Doh," and that goes in the donation bin. But we got her Play-Doh, and she opened it up this morning, and she didn't ask for anything for her birthday. She hasn't discovered yet that you can ask for things for your birthday, so it's kind of nice. We just get her whatever. So she opens it up, and she says, "Oh, I wanted this." And I'm like, "Cool, good, that makes up for the cake this morning." You know, I was thinking about Play-Doh. You know, when Play-Doh is left, or clay, whatever you want to say. Play-Doh's not very sophisticated, but Play-Doh, as long as it stays in the container where it belongs with the lid on, it stays soft. And when it's soft, it's pliable, and you can make things out of it, and you can work with it, and you can do what you want with it. But as soon as that Play-Doh gets left out overnight, it's all of a sudden hard, and it crumbles, and it's basically rendered useless. When we live our lives with humility towards God, there's that openness for him. And when there's that openness, it allows him to make himself at home in our hearts. And when he's at home in our hearts,
He can have his way. And there's that connection. There's that unity that is absolutely vital to our lives flourishing. When we get to that place in our lives where we can say, open arms, God, I am nothing without you. I have nothing without you. That's when God rushes in and meets us right where we're at. Amen? Next thing I want to talk to you about, another way to stay connected to the vine, to our source, is through prayer and being in his presence. It was kind of funny. I almost kind of left this point out and tried to go a different route because I felt like there have been a few other times I've just had the privilege to share with you guys, and I've talked about the presence of God. And so I thought to myself as I was preparing this, like, oh, I'm not going to talk about that because I don't want to, like, be redundant. People are like, oh, really, Ashley? Like, can't talk about anything else? And, you know, I just stopped myself, and I said, you know what? No. We will never tire of talking about the presence of God and the value of his presence in our life. There is nothing like the presence of God. And so we're going to talk about it. I can remember back when Zach and I first started dating, we met, I think it's been like 10 years now. We met about 10 years ago, and we met at a Connect group. Plug, plug. Okay, if you're looking for somebody, you just never know who you might meet at Connect group, girls. Just saying. Zach paid me to do that. He's Connect pastor, so I'm just kidding. But seriously, you never know. And we met at an 80s skate night. We were roller skating around and met him. And I had actually seen him around before at church. He was on the worship team, and I would see him up on the platform. And, you know, I'd be down there, like, worshiping, like, hey, boy. You know, had my eye on him. It's okay. You know you girls are doing that, too. It's all right. And I had my eye on him. And then we finally met at the Connect group, and you know, I can remember the beginning stages of our relationship, and you just spend so much time talking to each other, and you're on the phone, and you're texting, you're doing Facebook, you're doing, I don't know what you do now, but, because I don't need to do it anymore, but Instagram, Snapchat, you're doing all these things, and you're spending time with each other, and you're going on dates, and everything is like, you know, you're getting to know each other. And I place so much value on those times, that time in the beginning where we just were all about getting to know each other and just falling in love. You know, communication and time spent together is vital to any relationship, and even more so in our relationship with God. You know, I think that we get so, like, weird and in our head, and we can just complicate things so much when it comes to our relationship with God. And we're like, oh, it has to be this way, and I have to talk to him like this, and only at this time of day, and this, and it's like so robotic. And God's just up there like chilling, like, girl, he's like, calm down. This is not hard. This is not complicated. You know, all he wants us to do is just talk to him. He's like, just talk to me. Just grab a cup of coffee. Sit down, relax, let's chat, let's hang out, let's spend time together, let's get to know one another. That's his desire for us. So many times, you know, I've just found so much strength in being in the presence of God, found so much grace, so much comfort, so much power in just simply being present in his presence. And you know, when we're present in his presence, what we're doing is simply just drawing near to him, spending time, drawing near to the one who is the source for our rest, the one who's the source for our comfort, the one who's the source for our peace, the one who is the source for our provision. I don't know what circumstances you find yourself in right now, what battles you might be up against, what struggles you face, or just what weights you carry around in life. But let me tell you, when you draw near to the presence of God, there is absolutely nothing in this world that is greater than that. There is nothing that suffices. There's no comparison to the presence of God. He's our source. I love this verse in Psalm 73, 25 through 28. It says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near to God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do." There's no substitute for his presence. And may we never tire of his presence. Here at the Bridge Church and here at Bridge Women, this is a place where we will always value and make room for the presence of God, because there is such power in simply being in his presence. What a gift his presence is to us. You know, I know a lot of you have your own relationship with God, and you know what I'm talking about. When you find yourself lost in his presence. I can't tell you how many times. When life just gets a bit heavy, when things just get a bit chaotic, I can just find myself being drawn to the presence of God. And it changes everything in an instant. In an instant. If I could encourage you tonight, get used to being in the presence of God. It is a gift. It is a privilege. It's an honor to stand before God Almighty, to stand before our source, to stand before our Creator, and just be washed in his love. There's nothing like it. There's no counterfeit. There's no cheap knockoff. It is what it is. The last thing that I want to talk to you about tonight, the last thing that will keep us connected to our source and to the vine, is thankfulness. Thankfulness is underrated. We've been trying to be really intentional about teaching Livy just about gratitude, about being thankful for all of the blessings that God has put in our life and for all of the things that he is going to put in our life, and just being really intentional about talking to her about that. And so last week, we were driving on our way to Bridge Women on Tuesday morning, and we're in the car, and I'm just praying, like, kind of just like I normally do, and I'm just thanking God for his goodness and for his faithfulness and just for how kind he's been to us. And Livy says, "What are you doing, Mommy?" And I was like, "I'm just praying, baby." And I said, "I'm just thanking God for everything." And she's like, "Oh, okay." And I'm like, "Do you want to pray too?" And she's like, "Yes, I do." Very matter of fact. So I said, "Okay, babe, go ahead and pray." And so she sits there and she's like, close her eyes really tight. She's like, "Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for my car. And thank you for my mommy. And thank you for daddy. And thank you for Bubby." And then she stops for a second. She starts looking around at the toys that are filled on the floor of our car. Because when you're a mom, you have toys covering the floor of your car all the time. And she says, "Thank you for Elsa, and thank you for Moana, and thank you for my maraca, and thank you for my book, and thank you for," she got like this back scratcher out of like a vending machine, "thank you for the scratcher," and she starts thanking you for all these things, and then she comes back around, "and thank you for my church, and thank you," you know, all these things, and I'm like, okay, this is good, you know, Elsa and Moana are very important people in her life right now, so, you know, it's fine that she wants to thank God for them. As she gets older, you know, we'll work on some of that. But right now, she's getting the point that we need to live lives that are filled with thankfulness to our God. I want to live my life with a posture of gratitude, where everything about me, everything that I say, everything that comes out of my mouth, the way that I talk to others, the way that I talk about others, the way that I live my life is from a standpoint of gratitude and being so incredibly thankful for our God and for all that he's done for us. When we live lives of thankfulness, it connects us to the heart of our Father, connects us to our source. When we live lives of gratitude towards him, we're recognizing that God, everything in my life comes from you. Everything that I have is because of you. And so God, I pour out my praise and I pour out my thanks to you, because without you, I am nothing. Without you, I have nothing. In Psalm 107, verse 22, it says, "So thank God for his marvelous love, for his miracle mercy to the children he loves. Offer thanksgiving sacrifices. Tell the world about what he's done. Sing it out." And then in Psalm 100, verse 4 through 5, it says, "Enter with the password, thank you. Make yourselves at home talking praise. Thank him, worship him, for God is sheer beauty, all generous in love, loyal, always and ever." Thankfulness is so much bigger than just words, so much bigger than just, "Thanks God for this day. Absolutely thank you for this day, God." But it's more than that. It's like I was talking about. It's like living your life from that standpoint, living your life from that place of gratitude, that without our creator, without our source, without him, we have nothing. Without him, we will be nothing. My prayer is that we would be women who value our God, who value what he's done in our lives, and in showing that we would speak thankfulness, that we would speak gratitude, that it would be on our lips always, that we would always be shouting the praise of God and shouting about what he's done. That unites us with our Father, because it places him in his rightful place in our lives and says, "God, you are everything." I know that a lot of you in here, you may be facing some impossible circumstances right now. And I know that when you're in circumstances like that, it can be difficult to express gratitude and express praise. And I don't want to make little of your circumstances at all. God is so very aware of what you're going through. He's so very aware of the things that you're facing. He's also so very involved in what you're going through, and he cares. You're not alone, and that is something to be thankful for. Thankfulness guards any ground that the enemy may be trying to take in your life. So whatever it is that you are facing tonight, start guarding that ground with an attitude of thankfulness, declaring God's goodness and saying, "God, I thank you that you are with me. I thank you, God, that you are for me. I thank you, God, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank you that you are my rock, that you are my shield, Father. He is good, and we thank him for his goodness." One of the things that I'm learning right now is, you know, thankfulness has been, it's just been something that's been on my heart lately. And so I'm like, okay, God, you're trying to tell me something. You know, when you can't escape something, stop trying to escape it and just say, okay, God. And one of the things that I'm learning right now is that if I'm ever feeling distant from God, or if I'm ever just feeling too much of the weight of life, or I'm ever just trying to carry something, that if I can just stop for a moment and just get in the presence of my God, get in the presence of my Creator, and start thanking him for everything that he's done in my life, everything that he's done for me, everything he's done for my family, everything that he's going to do for my future, there is an instant connection to his heart. An instant connection. I start thanking God for all of his blessings, and, you know, all of a sudden, any distance that I felt turns into closeness. Any confusion that I felt turns into clarity. Any lack that I have been feeling turns into provision. That is our God. We just start thanking him. We live from that standpoint, saying, God, you are everything. You've given me everything. You have poured such incredible, abundant blessing into my life. And so, God, I will praise you and I will thank you because you are our source. And apart from you, we are nothing. I love Psalm 34, 1 through 9. It's a little lengthy, but it is worth the read, let me tell you. It says, I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. Join me in spreading the news. Together, let's get the word out. God met me more than halfway. He freed me from my anxious fears. Look at him and give him your warmest smile. Never hide your feelings from him. When I was desperate, I called out, and God got me out of a tight spot. God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him. Worship God if you want the best. Worship opens up the doors for all of God's goodness. Thankfulness is an act of worship. And when we worship him and we declare his praises like we did during worship, we declare his goodness, it opens up the doors for all of his blessing. Let's be women who live our lives filled with thankfulness, filled with gratitude towards our Heavenly Father. In John 15 that we read at the beginning of the message, John 15 verse 5, it says, I am the vine and you are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the relationship intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. When we live connected to the source, we're connecting ourselves to an abundant harvest of blessing, of fruit. You know, we talked in the beginning and I said, talked about how, you know, we're women who want to live lives that flourish. We want to live lives that are growing, that are bearing fruit. And if we want that in our lives, if we want that abundant harvest of fruitfulness in our marriages, in our careers, in our health, in our finances, in every area of life, whatever that area of life is that you might be thinking about right now, if you want the abundant harvest, you got to stay connected. You got to stay united, vitally united. That means that our lives depend on it. We got to stay connected to the source. I just want to take some time to pray with you guys just about an abundant harvest. You know, it's kind of crazy to talk about, to say that we are in the midst of the holiday season. I feel like it was just summer. But here we are in the midst of the holiday season. And I love the holidays. Holidays have always been just a really special time in my life and a special time with family. I love the holidays here at the Bridge. It's just such a family atmosphere here. You know, it's so easy during the holidays to get crazy, you know, like people just get crazy. You know what I'm talking about? You go to the stores, you go to the malls, and people are crazy. Like unusually crazy. You know, maybe for you that's already started. Maybe you've got holiday plans starting, you've got parties and all that kind of stuff that's already started, and the chaos has already started for you. It's so easy in all of that to lose sight of our source, to get lost in the chaos and to get lost in just the busyness. And we get so immersed in all of that, that all of a sudden there becomes this disconnect. There becomes this space between us and our Creator. And so I want to pray for you tonight that we would be women who, during this season, remember to remain connected to the vine, remain connected to our source of life, remain connected to our source of fruitfulness. Because I believe so deeply that God has such amazing things in store for us in the new year. And I know that it might seem weird to be talking about the new year right now when it's not even December. But here's the thing, is that the new year is only a couple weeks away. I'm not trying to scare you, but it's only a couple weeks away. And you know what? Before we know it, we're going to be in the new year, and the busyness of that year is going to start, and we will have not taken the time to just establish some foundations for the year. I don't know what you're believing God for in 2018. I don't know what you're expecting Him. But I am expecting God to do big things in my life. I'm expecting God to do big things in our church. I'm expecting God to do big things here at Bridge Women. I'm expecting an abundant harvest. And so, in order to walk in that abundant harvest, we need to set some things right. And we need to put first things first, put the big stones in place. That is uniting with our Creator, our source. So we're going to pray, and I just want to invite you, if you would, just stand to your feet, and we're just going to ask God to do what only He can do, to be who He is in our lives. And right there where you're at, if you would just take a moment, just close your eyes and really consecrate your heart. Really devote your heart to Him right now in this moment, through the rest of this year and into the next. Father, I thank You for Your presence. I thank You for Your kindness, God. I thank You for Your sweet spirit that is here in this room tonight, God. It is unmistakable, God. And God, I thank You, Lord, God, that You desire to be connected to us, that You desire for us to have lives that are flourishing, lives that are fruitful, lives that are growing, that You desire to pour out blessing on our lives. God, thank You for who You are. Thank You that You're faithful, God. I thank You that You are present. And God, right now, I just pray over each and every single woman in this room. God, no matter what season of life she finds herself in, Father, I pray, God, that there would be a deep desire, a deep revelation in our hearts, Father, of the value of being connected to You. God, I pray, Lord, that we would be women who don't settle for anything less than You, who don't settle for anything less than all of what You have for us, God. You have amazing things in store for us, God. So right now in this moment, Father, we devote ourselves to You, God. We devote ourselves to being vitally united in You. Have Your way, God. Father, we consecrate ourselves to You in the rest of this year, the rest of this season, God. And Father, as we do that, as we devote ourselves to You, God, I pray in Jesus' name that we would reap that harvest that You promised us, that abundant harvest, God. God, I pray that You would pour out Your blessing over each and every single woman in this room, God, that You would pour out Your blessing over every family, over each life, God. abundant blessing, God. I speak abundant blessing, God. Abundant healing. Abundant provision. Abundant grace, Father. Abundant peace. Abundant mercy, God. God, we speak that in this place tonight. Father, I thank you for who you are. Lord, you are so incredible. God, we're not worthy of you. Not worthy of your goodness, not worthy of your grace, but Father, you pour out your goodness anyways. You pour out your grace anyways. You pour out your love anyways. So God, we thank you for that tonight. We thank you, God, that we can stand in this room freely, God, and that we can worship you, and we can declare who you are in this place, Father. You are good. You are a good God. And Father, we just expect your harvest in the coming year, God. We expect it, and God, we thank you for it in advance. God, we thank you for all that you have in store for us, for all that you are going to do through us being connected to you, Father. We love you, God. We honor you tonight. We give you thanks. Just thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for loving us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So be it. You can have a seat right where you're at. We're just about done.